Our final batch of news starts off with an overview of Norwich Football Club's recent achievements. We then hear about people coming out in force to indulge in shopping therapy, and finish off with news of a Tom Jones concert in Norwich.
Norwich City's class of 2020-21 broke a club record as they ground out a tense 1-0 win at Derby County on Saturday, April the 10th. It was a 14th away success of the campaign for the Championship leaders, moving them to 90 points and to a commanding position which makes them near certainties to be promoted. Daniel Farke's team had already equaled the club record of 13 when they won 2-0 at Nottingham Forest last month, and they nearly broke that on Easter Monday, only for Preston to grab an injury time equaliser at Deepdale. This season has, of course, been slightly different, as it has mostly been played behind closed doors due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The only away games with fans were during December, with 1,000 people at the 3-1 loss at Luton and 2,000 people during the 1-2 win at Reading. City have been relentless away from home, though, winning 14 and drawing 3 of their 21 games outside of Norfolk so far, with trips to QPR and Barnsley remaining. The win at Derby also equaled the club record for away points in a season of 45, which was achieved by Farke's Championship team of 2018-19, when they lost just 2 of their 23 games. So that remains the record of fewest away defeats. The current squad would need to score 11 more goals in their 2 final away games to match the 218-19 second tier record of 42 away goals. But their defensive record is very much in record-breaking territory. Just 18 goals conceded in 5 fewer than the 2018-19, but the tightest travelling defences were in the 1970s, conceding less than a goal a game, as 20 were conceded during the second-tier promotion seasons of 1971-72 and 1974-75, during the shorter 42-game campaigns. So as long as no more than 2 goals are conceded during the games at QPR and Barnsley, the class of 2020 and 21 can lay claim to that record as well, as they would have played 2 more away games than the teams of the 1970s. The away record follows on from Tuesday's brilliant 7-0 thrashing of Huddersfield at Carrow Road, the first time a Canaries team has enjoyed a 7-goal winning margin in a second-tier game.
Dozens of people formed a queue which stretched all the way towards the Forum as shoppers woke up early to shop at Primark in Norwich. At 6:15 a.m, around 10 people were already waiting outside the front doors in Haymarket, keen to be among the first to enter. Half an hour later, a socially distanced line stretching up Hay Hill and onto Millennium Plain had formed. First in the queue were Chelsea Steers and Byron Legg, who said they'd been outside the shop since 3 a.m. Miss Steers said they had been counting down the days until they could shop for clothes again, having been in lockdown in Lowestoft since moving from South Africa earlier this year. She said, "We've been here since 3 a.m. and we haven't slept all night. After being kept indoors, we've finally been able to get out, shop and get some new clothes. We've been counting down the days." Primark, along with other non-essential businesses, was allowed to reopen its stores in line with the government's roadmap out of lockdown. A worker at the front of the Norwich store said that staff weren't expecting a queue like this so early, adding that she anticipated a very busy day.
Sir Tom Jones has confirmed he will finally be heading to the green, green grass of Earlham Park in Norwich this summer, after his concert was postponed in 2020 due to the pandemic. Sir Tom will perform an outdoor concert in the city on Sunday, August the 15th, and it promises to be an unforgettable night as he performs all his biggest hits. There are both seated and standing tickets still available, and it should be able to go ahead as planned providing the conditions for removing all legal limits on social contact from June the 21st are met. Sir Tom said, "After such a tough year for us all, I'm delighted that I will be able to get back on stage and perform for you all this summer. We're going to have one heck of a party." It will be a welcome return to the region for the Welsh superstar after he wowed fans at Euston Hall near Thetford in 2018. During the pandemic, Sir Tom, who celebrated his 80th birthday last June, has been keeping busy as he continued his role as a coach on the latest series of The Voice. He's also releasing his new album, Surrounded by Time, on April the 23rd, which is the first to be recorded in his native Wales. Liz Dugan-Hobbs, the CEO of LHD Events, promoter of the concert, said, "We are delighted to confirm that Tom will be performing in Norwich this summer. Tickets start at £39.50 plus booking fee and can be purchased from tomjones.com and various other ticket agencies."